Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl brought to you by our good mates over there at Heaps Normal, delicious, award-winning, non-alcoholic beer. We tell you every week, if you're bloody turning your drinking around or you just want to have a couple of cheeky little non-alks in the middle of a big sesh, get on heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Yep. I'm hoping it cures tiredness. I'm going to get a four-pack and just get stuck in. It's been a harrowing month. I think the Heaps will turn that around.
Fuck yeah. Heapsnormal.com. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the
Gulf. At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Man, good. Sitting in Casa del Cody.
Yes.
Today. You've come back.
It's nice. I'm back.
You went home. You're fucking De Niro at the end of Heat.
Yeah.
You're out of Melbourne for one day and you've turned around.
Yeah. I went home. I've been so tired. I went on a gala last night at the Enmore Theatre.
Yeah.
I was so tired. I felt drunk.
Oh.
I thought I was going to fall over.
Yeah.
On the start. Yeah, it was terrible. Stumbling over words a la Nicholas J. Cody. it was appalling. I mean, I didn't die, but yeah, they didn't really know what's going on.
I had a good stumble on a little Dum Dum Club episode.
Yeah.
That'll be out in a couple of weeks
mm-hmm.
with a very famous Scottish comedian. It was, I had not done one of those since Conan.
Billy
2016.
Connolly.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck. Stumbling a word never feels nice.
No. Can't take it back on those situations. Yeah, anyway.
In a big moment. Well, mate, you know what might turn you around. Before we get into the episode, thanks to everyone that's bought tickets. We've got two live shows coming up. Perth, May 13, sold out.
Sucked in if you waited.
Oasis Comedy Club, one show only. Perth, May 13, tickets are gone. That's the same night. Heggie, of course, you're at the Astor with your new tour show, Grot.
Yeah, that's not sold out. So.
Is that?
Buy yourselves a dozen or so tickets each.
Get in there. Mate, this show, you couldn't be in finer shape. You just did 42 of them at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yep.
The man works
it's
hard.
Get it's around going all him. Right. So, yeah, get into that. The other live show, mate.
Newcastle.
Yes.
Just announced Newcastle, June the 3rd. 3rd of June at the Gal.
Yep.
Our first time in Newcastle. Patreon members obviously have snapped up tickets early. They get the heads up, which if you want to get on that, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Early episode access, early access to live show tickets. The spin-off pod, Land Larrikins.
Yep.
It's got it all over there.
It's a bloody show bag.
Helps keeps the lights as onzers at MFB HQ.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the newy one, very walkable from the train station, this venue.
Yeah.
In fact, that morning, I'll be on a train. So if anyone's keen to come up from Sydney, I'll be in the quiet carriage. So behave yourselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll find me on the train.
With a four-pack of heapses.
I'll have a four-pack of heapses.
How often do the trains go up, Sydney to Newey?
Oh, that'd be every hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And is it a nice ride?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's so much better than driving. That drive sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
that bottleneck.
And it's about $8.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, what a win.
Yeah, it's great. I wouldn't travel any other way to Newey.
The Newcastle show, not just for people in Newcastle, June 3rd, the Gal. Buddy, join Heggie. Hop on that train up from Sydney.
Little tip though, don't catch the midnight or 2 a.m. train back. That can be a little bit hairy.
Mm.
I mean, do what you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine, but there's some characters on there.
You.
Yeah.
Maggot.
I'm fairly sedate compared to some of them. There's some adults with BMX bikes. You can hear, they'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Brrr, oh, down Jesus. The, yeah. A lot of people changing carriages halfway through. That's never a good look.
No.
Like just going up and down or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
menacing.
Yeah, it's disconcerting. Yeah.
Like, on an empty train. What are you doing?
Don't change carriages.
Trying to walk off the ice.
Yep.
You can't. You just got to ride it out. But Newcastle, June 3rd, tickets at midflightbrawl.com right now. Get around them. Heggy, I know you were saying before you're feeling a bit tired.
Yeah.
You know what you need, mate? Well, I'm sorry you missed this. Hopefully.
I know.
I got a lot of messages about it.
And I got
hopefully
some messages.
One of our listeners recorded it for us. It was a live world event yesterday.
I know.
And I'm showing Heggy for the first time. I'm turning the laptop around. This is going to melt you. Just the start of the video.
So check this out. My son was headed off to camp, right? And he shared a really cool thing with me before he went. I asked him, I said, so what are you hoping to get?
Hold on. This is Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And he's big online. You're going to love, I'm not giving you the title of it yet. It was a live event. So it is a video. It's Matthew McConaughey. And at the start, he's in a room. It's like he's filming like maybe an MTV beach style show from the early 2000s. Yeah. There's a surfboard in there. There's a background of a nice, you know, environment.
Like a van and an esky.
Yeah, and an esky. It's looking like a Heggy photo shoot. But he starts the video by finishing just a little tap on the drums.
Yeah, bongo.
So check this out.
Yep.
My son was headed off to camp, right? And he shared a really cool thing with me before he went. I asked him, I said, so what are you hoping to get from this? He said, Papa, I just want to meet
goodness,
new people
Papa.
And do cool things.
Oh, he typed it out.
I mean, that's about the best reason to go and do anything in our
special
life.
Special free event.
Meet new people, do cool things. So I got this idea.
Let's monetize my son's joy.
All get together so we can meet new people and do cool things.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Wasn't even a full yay. They typed out YEY.
Virtual live event. It's called the Art of Living.
Living. Yes.
Like
not living.
To join me. We're going to work on getting in tune with our future. Finding our
hard
frequency.
Hard to play a bongo out of tune.
Not somebody else.
Matthew.
Learning how to catch and create more green lights on our life's highway.
It's the name of his book, by the way.
Great. It's a three-camera shoot. It keeps turning around.
Our life, right? We want more out of our relationships, more out of our careers, more out of ourselves, right?
Who keeps whistling
like
in the background?
You've noticed that right now it's kind of hard to know who to trust.
Yes.
Pretty tough to know what to believe. Or know where we're going. I mean, look, we're chasing every single fad that the world's telling us that we should chase.
Fantastic.
Join from anywhere.
We're going in circles, getting dizzy. We're not quite sure how to move forward, much less where we'd be going when we do. So, hey, isn't it time to renegotiate who we are and how we treat each other? Isn't it time to re-engineer how we can get where we want and need to go? Isn't it time to restore what's worth keeping from our past and what's worth taking with us
Jesus Christ.
Into our future?
Tell us more, pedo hunting cop from True Detective.
It's going to be you.
Imagine if this is your dad.
Some really smart people like Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi and a few others. Save the day. Hop in the shotgun seat and let's take a road trip together.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
That's enough.
Before it's too late.
That'll do.
Why?
How long's this go? This isn't the whole thing, is it?
I'd be cooler if you did.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. The Art of Living. Did
you
anyone
cooler
watch
it? If you did.
Love to know.
What's that?
I got the message. I just never had a chance to do it.
I wonder if anyone did it.
Yeah. Goodness.
With some really cool people. Tony Robbins.
Yay.
My favorite's the yay. Y-E-Y. He didn't even go, yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
I mean, the contrived, this is what my kid said too. I've always hated that. People online go, my kid, we can learn so much from them. My kid said this.
Yeah.
Did he? I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt that very much.
Your son's here right now. You boys are down for a few days. He's been in my house 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Not one nugget of gold yet.
No. he, funnily enough, he's not a philosopher. And not that many actors turned philosophers are great philosophers either, just from a track record. Prove me wrong, Matthew, but I doubt it.
I don't know much about Socrates, but was his dad an actor and his mum a model by any chance?
Socrates, definitely not. Very ugly.
Hot philosophers.
Yeah.
Oh, let us know if you joined in, if you watched the free worldwide event. There is no way that's free.
No, something's happening. Something's up. The ads alone.
Yeah, I didn't even want to put my email in.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be it. That'd be over. the Hotmail.
My house
the
is
Hotmail
gone.
Email would be gone, finally. That much spam coming in from Matthew. It's finished.
Tony Robbins. Be a lot cooler if you do. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, God. All right. That's enough. I've been being sent, in the last week, in fact, no less than three cocktail or drinks menus from pubs with Jim Beam written on them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, catch I don't know on. If it's a thing now or if it's like it's genuine. It's genuine mistakes, obviously. Dumb people are just doing dumb things. But yeah, Jim Beam is it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I like it.
You should make some little
Jim Beam
can't
merch.
Get in trouble for Jim Beam.
You don't I don't think you can. I mean, what happened to Addy Hash? I don't reckon they're in trouble from Adidas, are they?
Addy Hash.
Or Pat.
I haven't seen one of those since Melbourne, like the Vic Market 2003.
There's a new one, Paddy Das. It's just a shamrock instead of the.
Really?
Adidas. Yeah. Oh, you get a Paddy Das.
Fuck yeah. That's what you want. That is exactly what you want.
They're not bang your bird numb. You know, these people all been sued. I doubt it. Well, bigger fish to fry.
Speaking of tip rat stuff, we've got a message on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflybrawl from Pat. He said, hey, boys, I've got to get the dinger ready. I love when people tell us to do this. Boys, had the MFB trifecta yesterday, caught the Murray's bus from Canberra to Sydney and was sat across the aisle from mouth breather that doesn't know the don't fucking talk to my sign with my headphones in. He kept tapping me on the shoulder to have a chat. Once I got to the Rex flight that was already delayed, we had to wait on the bus for a late passenger and it was the bus dickhead with the 224 packs of...
Oh, Jim Beam cans? Nah. Frog Skull cans. What? 224 packs?
Well, he says
crispies.
Yeah, he says crispies.
Jesus. That's a lot of crispies.
I reckon it's 212 packs.
Yeah, probably.
It's still a lot of crispies.
Maybe he double stacked them. That's too many crispies.
He clocked me when we were boarding the plane and I said, nice crispies, mate. Obviously.
Very good.
And he said, yeah, they're not like this at home.
Brilliant. The other thing that seems to...
He's going the fucking New York bagel.
Yeah.
No, it's the water, mate. It's the Sydney Airport water. Bullshit. Makes these crispies.
Yeah. I'd love to know how many people have taken crispies to a place that's got crispies.
Oh. Like,
that'd be even better. Just doing it for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Just the absolute dead shit move.
The other tidbit that's caught on. Well, I'm trying to make a catch on. My mate Xavier, who listens to this in Brisbane, he's been saying his name's Bevan whenever he has to get a coffee or a juice or something. He videoed one for us the other day.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, you've caught me out with it many times, and I try not to. I forget you're going to do it every time. You'll order something. We'll be next to each other talking to two different cashiers.
Yeah.
And you'll always say that. Merkin.
Yeah. And that, you make him yell it three or four times. It's good. It's a little
same
thing.
Bart.
You know?
Our mate Bart is the same. Just fucking cooked names.
Oh, yeah.
He's all for it.
Yeah, he says terrible things.
Brick. Like, pardon? He's a brick.
Yeah.
Like, how do you spell it? He's like B-R-E-E-C-E-K.
You got to do something if you get through life.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why. I just have never done that.
Wait,
I can't do it. I just start
too
laughing.
Too honest. Yeah. All right.
Oh, fuck, it just gets me.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
We better boot on, mate. We got any other? Oh, in podcast chart news.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, some bad news.
Oh, no.
We're number 115 comedy podcasts in Chad.
Oh, yeah?
There's 114 better comedy podcasts in Chad.
You always bring up the Chad.
Well, I get sent the email once a week. I got it this morning. What? How are we going in Chad?
Yeah.
115. No good. Absolutely no good. We were up in the 20s or the single digits at one stage.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
I figured this. They're next to Sudan. It's a bit loose at the minute. Mm. Sudan and South Sudan.
Yeah.
Maybe they're, I don't know.
I dare say we're not even charting in South Sudan.
Fuck, that hurts.
Yeah.
All this anyway, work.
If you're in Chad, get some friends, tell them to listen, get us back up there where we belong. We could, that'd be great. If we're number one in Chad at one start, that'd be unbelievable.
Oh.
That'd be a result.
I'd have to do a show. We'd have to. We'd have to go to Perth, Newey, Chad.
We're fucking killed.
We have to. Okay. All right. Should we get into the episode?
Yeah, mate.
Matthew McConaughey said we got the green light.
Yay. All right. Buddy boy, this week we're looking at American Airlines flight, August 21, 2018.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. Tennessee to Connecticut.
Ooh.
Nashville, Hartford. And for a bit of background, this is a famous alumni, Gretchen Wilson, 45-year-old Grammy Award-winning country singer-songwriter.
Never heard of her.
Well, I originally thought this would be a Wilson of the famous musical family who formed the nucleus of the Beach Boys, who we've dealt with on here before,
yes.
But not so. A different Wilson in music. Imagine not even being the best known in your name, in your job. A bit like you, not even the best Nick Cody who does stand-up.
There's the old
ex-gridiron player, even better, seen a clip myself.
Yeah. Offensive lineman at the University of Oregon.
Oh, my goodness.
Currently an open micro around Seattle.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Doing real well.
Man, there's another Nick Cody too I saw, but a C-O-D-E-Y pop up in some Melbourne comedy room hub.
Oh.
You don't want to be rude. You just want to go, just change your name, cunt. It's too late.
Yep.
Imagine if another Luke Higgy rolls in. Too late for you, bud.
There are heaps of them. They go by different names. They're figuring out it's bloody hard work and they change and go for imitating someone else eventually. Gretchen left school at 15 to become a bartender. Mm. Then she moved to Nashville to pursue a career in music. Then she went, it was bloody hard work, went back to school and got her GED, which is some sort of acronym for high school.
Chris Rock, good enough diploma. I think it's like the, what's it called? The,
well, every state's different, aren't they? Or is that
every state is different. There's a high, it's like the high school equivalent.
High school certificate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but you do it outside of high school.
Oh.
You know?
Mature age.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know the types. So kids don't get a GED. It's adults who get a GED.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I think if you've left school, you can't get back in. You can do your high school certificate.
Yeah.
At a TAFE or something.
There's a dude at our school who was clearly about 22.
Oh, really?
I don't know how it happened. Good at rugby, I think.
Wow.
But yeah, it was.
Van Wilder.
Proper actual man at our high school just for year 12. Well, this is weird. I don't know. I steer clear of him.
From Brisbane?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you the name anymore.
Yeah.
But a man. I was still a boy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of kids, you know, I was 16. And he was like 22.
Wow.
Crazy talk. She's since gone on to be wildly successful.
Massive.
Country music famous, different level to what normal people are even aware of. Proper simpleton shit.
As I said the other week, went and saw Morgan Wallen, sold out, Rod Laver Arena, highest selling album, it's number one album in the country at the minute.
Yeah.
His album.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
In a corporate box, nothing more country.
Oh, yeah. The misery of the back of a tailgate and a barbecue and charcoal on the ground in a corporate box. I mean, that's the biggest of all markets, idiots, isn't it? Exploiting the uneducated working classes in the USA. Every time I've even become aware of a country singer, it transpires they're multi-platinum Grammy award-winning billionaires who fill stadiums all over the USA. So, I don't know.
Fun songs, though, generally.
Oh, are they ever? We've got a bit of Gretchen right here, in fact, on that topic. Well, I ain't never been to Barbadale time. No, I can't swig that sweet champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night in a tavern or in a honky-tonk or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. I've got posters on my wall of Skinner, Kid and Street. Goodness gracious.
And you cut it off before the best bit.
Oh.
Chorus of her song, Redneck Woman. Yep, 'cause I'm a redneck
woman, I ain't no half-class fraud. She'd be running over rednecks in a fucking private jet out the back of a concert. Mm. Who gives a shit?
I ain't no high-class broad.
Yeah. It's all, I mean, it's very similar shit, isn't it? That stuff. It's amazing.
The song, though, Redneck Woman, the video clip.
Yeah.
79 million views.
79 million and two now. And contains your favourite sport, but without a helmet, quad biking.
Oh.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, quad biking through
rivers. Oh, she did quad bike. Oh, was she quad biking?
Yeah. Was she ever? Her and a bunch of mates just on quad bikes.
I respect that.
Doing donuts and shit. Helmetless.
No, they never wear one.
Future news story. Gretchen has a politics section on her Wikipedia. That's something you don't really want, I reckon. Like on your Wikipedia page.
What has she got? What section?
Politics.
Oh, I can guess.
Well, you'll guess correctly. If you guess this incorrectly, you'd be fucking dumber than
a stadium
full of rednecks.
Big Republican voter. Yeah. The song is Redneck Woman. She's getting around on a quad bike without a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm for trans rats. You know, she's not going to be singing that.
Absolutely not. Adam and Steve. Gretchen is a staunch Republican like yourself and even sang the national anthem once as a mashup with the Pledge of Allegiance in a 2008 Republican convention. She also played for John McCain and Sarah Palin.
There you go.
Blasts from the, but this is at the height of her fame there. They are big fans of hers.
Of course.
And big market Republicanism. She also does some top-notch charity work in the name of children, adult education, close to her heart.
Sorry, hold on. Children, what was that? Children.
Yeah. Adult education and obesity. Woman for all seasons, despite being a redneck.
Top comment.
What? on the quad bike.
On the video.
Yeah.
From Daisy Leanne.
Of course it is.
My mum loves it.
Hyphens in there.
Mum loved this song. No, she's got four numbers at the end, like your account.
Mum's
now.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, she passed away years ago. But when I play this song, I can still hear her singing it to all her friends and her having a good time doing it. Love you, mama.
Course.
That's the highest.
Did it mention the method of passing away?
Just guess. Reckon the third thing she helps out with.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe a combo of that and quad biking.
That'd really hurt.
Ugh. A woman for all seasons, old Gretchen, she retooled one of her songs for her favourite sports team in the Ice Hockey League. The team from Nashville called
Predators.
The Predators. Yeah.
Don't ask me American sports questions, bud. Fuck, I should have got some cash out of you for that. Idiot. Jumped into it.
I wasn't going to offer a cash. I was just surprised they're called the Predators in this day and age.
Yeah.
They call themselves that.
Yeah.
That's asking for pun headlines when the lads are out in the clubs and pubs later on.
I don't think they are, though. Ice hockey. I think they're all right.
Yeah, they order in. They order in. Lots of money.
I think they'd stand out.
Plus, they've got helmets and shit on. You don't really.
No,
you don't stand
but it's
out.
All the fucking missing teeth and the dip and the.
Yeah.
You know.
Are they all dipping?
I reckon, yeah.
Does dip not help with the teeth as well? Like, if you've got a missing tooth and you whack dip in it, it's got to be worse than just leaving it alone, doesn't it?
Oh, it'd have to hurt. You're getting straight into the bloodstream.
Mm. Goodness. Bit of a, cut out the middleman. No chewing. Mainlining dip. Gross. You still have that shit? A boot polish tin dip. Full of dip?
No, I did a few times Army with the thing, SAS boys.
Yeah.
Made me fucking rotten.
Her album, that Redneck Woman that you heard was on, is called Here for the Party. It's all about partying, redneck.
Good
you know what they do, though? They sideswipe all this nostalgia. And I love Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And they got painted out as rednecks during their short career before a plane crash, no less, ended it for a bunch of them.
Yeah, haven't got to do this in a while.
Like a comet. Blazing across the evening sky. Gone too soon.
R.I.P. Ronnie Van Zant makes you think. They painted out as redneck, irredeemable pieces of shit. They weren't. Just pretty good dudes.
Yeah.
Big hearts. They weren't, you know, weren't even right wing.
Having a fun time.
And now they've been commandeered, like some of your jokes do, for the wrong reasons. Anyway, successor Redneck Woman made the album release at number one on the country Billboard chart, which is yet again another world that we're not privy to. Don't even know. I've forgot the name of the guy you just said who filled Rod Laver Arena.
Morgan Wallen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you again in a minute. She also, though, she did get sued by my favourite band, the Black Crowes, in 2008 for ripping off one of their songs.
Was it?
She forgot that they got a long memory and they were, you know, just because the song was 25-odd years ago doesn't mean they don't remember. They're still playing music. Fuck you, lady. Let's have some. They settled out of court. She did it. I had to listen side by side.
Clearly.
Work Hard, Play Harder by Wilson and Jealous Again by the Crows. Unmistakable similarities.
Wow.
Got her. Settled out of court. Read a bit recently about plagiarists who often say it's an homage or a tribute.
Oh.
Now they've leaned into that a little bit. Nah, it's more of a tribute joke. Was it, fuckhead?
A tribute?
Write your own goddamn tribute jokes.
I'm horrified. You must have had that. You know, when you have a bit, you go, this is a new bit, it's going great. And someone's like, oh, it sounds a bit like.
Yeah. Usually you telling me that.
Yeah.
Fuck what? How? Oh, I've never even heard of him or her.
Yeah.
You
will steal from a woman.
It's even now. I'll steal from fucking anyone. Or they say, you know, I must have picked up in my sleep or some shit. Is the thing about lying, though, that I've always liked? You have to pick the best story you can come up with on the spot and stick with it without changing. You don't get a second chance there.
No.
You got to be.
You can't say I picked it up in my sleep and then it's a tribute later.
No.
No.
Or with lying about anything. Like when you got scratches on your face, the best you can come up with is that it was caterpillars who attacked you while you were asleep at a picnic. Then you're stuck with that forever. Yeah, the laughing stock down at Boggo Road Prison. Fucking grub.
Baden Clay?
Yeah. GBC, Brookfield Strangler.
Caterpillars. Fuck.
Yeah. Finger width apart.
Oh.
Crawled onto my face and scratched me. Did they? That is incredible. It was the chest, I think, he got scratched by them. The face was the fake crash he tried to pull outside Indooroopilly Shopping Town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a steering wheel. Grew fingernails and scratched my fucking face when I hit it. Gretchen now lives in Lebanon.
Oh.
But Lebanon, Tennessee.
There you go.
Yeah. I wouldn't live somewhere like that. And not out of any ill will toward the actual Lebanese. I fucking love falafel, but... You know, just because you got the awkward smirking from administrators when you've got to give them your address. Yeah, I know. I fucking live there, dickhead.
Well, isn't there?
Every day. I get it. I live there.
Where that train crashed, Palestine, Ohio.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That massive train the other month.
Geez, that'd be a less popular name in the USA, surely, Palestine.
I don't think they know.
You don't think they know? Palestine, what state's it in?
Ohio.
You don't think they would know what Palestinians are? In Ohio.
I don't think so. In Palestine, Ohio.
Yeah.
I don't think they've really known the plight of, you know, I don't think they're across the Israel-Palestine conflict.
But I think the...
like Unless the, do you the make Jew- it, do you just make that your sister city?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Jewish culture that's across the entire United States, surely they've...
In Palestine, Ohio, if it's not over 98% Christian, let's have a look.
Oh, of course. But like... The overriding sort of zeitgeist of Jewish people in the USA, it surely make them aware of where they live. There'd be some fucking idiots sending them hate mail or something for living there, surely.
93.5% white, 5% African American, 1.5% from two or more races. Ah, it doesn't have the...
Doesn't have Christianity. I'm guessing Christianity.
No, I don't think it has to.
No.
Not knocking it. It's probably a nice town. I just mean...
Yeah.
You know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's a, what's the one in Tasmania? It's not Beirut, something like that though. Baghdad. There's a Baghdad in...
Oh, in Tassie.
Tassie, yeah. It's halfway between Lonnie and Hobart.
And don't they have a 9-11 bottle shop?
Oh, yeah, I've been in a 9-11 bottle shop, yeah. I ran out looking up. So Gretchen, she was in Nashville Airport, probably walking past the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum to see if anything in the front of house display was about her. I sometimes think about authors walking past, like through airports and looking at their book, looking back at them.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing a 6-foot pyramid of Nick Cody's Guide to Life, the unauthorized sequel to The Game at Coolangatta Airport, facing NRG.
This is me signing them there with a wheatgrass shot next to me and a mango magic or whatever the fuck. Man, this is the last few weeks you've gotten me with book titles. I'll be releasing. You've forgotten children's books. You've moved on.
Oh, it's
what
gone.
Was it last week? Nick Cody, the Road Less Travelled.
Yeah, the memoir.
From when I was 22.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this? Those. When a few years ago I had a bit of my show about Mark Donaldson, the SAS soldier,
mm-hmm.
and I played a bit of his audio.
The good VC winner.
The good one. Yeah, not the one constantly in the news. Played a bit of his audiobook because I felt the bloke that read it just did a bit of a subpar job. He wasn't bringing excitement to the title. You know, it's gunfights and shit. Fire up.
Uh-huh.
And I'd send him photos when I was flying around. If I saw his book in an airport bookstore, I'd hide it behind other books so his face is just looking out. So it looks like
he's sniping from behind another book. Yeah.
He was everywhere. Kid sections.
Could you get just his eye over the
top? Great. Oh, yeah. Slide the other books down a little bit.
Yeah, awesome.
So childish.
Also, in Nashville Airport is a Johnston and Murphy, established 1850.
Surely
this
not
is where you'd
airport.
Outfit yourself, which appears to be like a wanker clothing store. Yep. I'd safely never enter, like your Rod and Guns and your Ralph Lauren's and that et al.
I own one Rod and Gun shirt that I think I'll be buried in. I've told the story on air. I got it the day of the AFL Grand Final 2020.
Why?
I found out. So I was living in Brisbane at the time.
Mm.
My wife and one son at the time and I moved up there during stage 4 lockdown when I was on another radio station.
This isn't a fucking radio station, mate.
I know, but I was on I'm on a different one now.
Yeah.
I was on Triple M Brisbane, got tickets to the Grand Final and they said, it's smart, casual. And I didn't have
straight to Rod and Gun.
No, straight to Meyer, Indrapilli.
Mm.
Figured they've got shirts from everywhere. Picked up 3 shirts. I was with my son, Charlie, just before he turned 2. And I've tried one on in the change room, fit. I thought, all right, let's try this other one on. He's kicked off. I just went to the counter. The lady who handed it to me said, grab this one or this one or this one.
Yeah.
I think it was either $160 or $180.
For a flanno.
For a shirt. For a linen shirt.
Fuck off. What colour?
Dark blue.
Right.
I've still got it. I'll be buried in it.
Yeah, maybe soon.
I've worn it. I've worn it to so many things. I'm trying to get the wear per...
Corporates. You know,
the cost per wear down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's galling, isn't it, spending that much money on a fucking flannel?
Rod and Gun.
Just a shirt.
What's the other? There's another Rod and Gun. There's another Rod and Gun type.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I kind of know it. Someone will know it.
Yeah, it's not RM. Like, it's
no,
not
no,
RM
no, Williams. No, no, no. But it's, I know the type. I'll have a think about it. Fuck. Don't know. Ned and Stacey. Johnston and Murphy, they boast that they have fitted every US president since Millard Fillmore. How's that work?
Oh.
Send the White House a bit of merch and act like they can't live without you. That's ridiculous. As if those boys are going in to Johnston and Murphy and go, yeah, fit me out.
Mm.
I just became president. Thanks very much. Here's some money. Well, if I were in a position of power and someone sent me free stuff, straight to Bernie's. If it's like a $400 flanno, fuck off.
Oh, mate, when I did 20 to 1, I took all the clothes.
Because
I got all the hate mail off the South Korean K-pop fans and the nerds from every other country. But there was it was thousands of dollars worth of kit, shoes and shit that I put in a Vinnie's.
Yeah, not even worth selling that shit. Like it
was just nice to take it.
Devalues by 90% as soon as you walk out the store. That's the problem.
Those clothes?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, no one wants them. And if they want them, they want them brand new because they're wankers. But if you see they've started stating that they're your new tailor, I'd send it back with a rack off note and go public. And go, don't let these pricks tell you that they've fitted me out with clothing. I doubt Obama would cop that if he caught wind of this. You should have told him on the radio recently.
They got bigger fish to fry, don't they?
Well, yeah, but that's just borrowing someone's endorsement bullshit. In Nashville, only 4 Starbucks in the whole joint. Not Nashville, the airport, I mean.
The airport.
That includes all concourses and the rotunda. Starbucks has got to be on the way out, doesn't it?
No, America.
They're booming.
Loves it.
Oh, I'll be surprised if they haven't peaked.
They would have peaked, but they are still flying.
Yeah, right.
Everyone talks about going to Starbucks, getting a coffee. Not good.
Mm. Heap of traditional fried chicken shit restaurants, but also the Shake Shack.
Yes.
Nearly identical to NRG. Same colouring, everything. It's just called the Shake Shack. Grab a sandwich and a juice and a wheatgrass shot for the likes of you.
Shake Shack? Shake Shack's the burger joint. No. It's white and black.
This is different.
How do they have that?
I don't know.
What the fuck's going on at Nashville Airport? Shake Shack. Oh, no, you're right. Green and white. There's one in Melbourne now.
Is there just... You haven't got NRG down here, do you?
No. They've got the... They've got those what are the fries?
Waffle fries.
Waffle fries. No. Is that what it is?
Waffle cut fries.
Yeah, the jagged, like the bottom of the original Nikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Shaped like the heel. 80-minute flight. And Gretchen.
Oh, there's not one here. Sorry. I'm a fucking idiot.
Gretchen got herself a first-class ticket. You got to mean that if you're booking first class for a short flight like that, don't you?
But they, again, their first class would be business class.
Yeah, right, but still class.
Mm.
Gretchen was on her way to perform at the Mohegan Sun Resort in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. Heard of this.
Have you?
Yeah.
They've got a few. They've got one in Vegas and stuff.
Now, yeah. Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, there was the big comedy tours go there.
Ah, right. My only working knowledge of Connecticut was from Who's the Boss.
Oh. Mine prior to comedy was ESPN. Headquarters, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Well, on that show, they just painted it out to be a real rich area where even women were allowed to be successful enough to house a down on his luck Italian housekeeper and his daughter.
Hey.
It's almost as if he taught her more than she could teach him.
That was Danza.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony himself.
And who was the little girl famous as well, became famous?
Alyssa Milano.
That's the one.
Yes.
Also in Commando.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The daughter in Commando.
Yeah. Hey, Harper, let off some steam.
Yeah.
Great film.
Oh, get around if you haven't seen it. Second to none. Don't tell everyone the ending. I knew nothing of Mohegan Sun, Casino and Resort, until just now. It's called Mohegan as a tribute to the traditional Algonquian people from the Connecticut area. Not unlike us naming our open cut mines after the traditional people who called it their home before it was a fucking large hole. Quite fascinating, the Indian casino situation over there, I reckon.
Big cash.
Yeah.
Big cash.
Mm. Pokey money, same principle as here. Mohegan, they can afford to put on some fucking big names in entertainment, such as Gretchen Wilson and one of your mentor comedians, Isla Schlesinger, mixed in. Mixed in with some nostalgia from yesteryear. Next month, what band do you reckon they got there?
The Who?
No. Much more recent, but still nostalgic.
Around
1997, around a similar time. Ah. Very some big band from about 97 to 2000.
Blink-182?
Oh, keep going.
Backstreet Boys, Blink-182. You're more rocky.
Yeah, more pop.
Creed?
Popular.
Live. Creed? No.
Nah, not as big as Live, but still big.
They're
huge. Huge.
Fuck. Presidents of the USA?
Nah. I'll have to cut your jib, but no.
Offspring?
Nah. Not
fuck. I'm getting colder, am I?
Yeah, you are.
This is flattening.
Like gross pop. Like just.
Smash Mouth.
Similar fucking time. They would have. Smash all of these bands, all of them. They'd be on the summer hits, and this would be one of the headliners.
Oh,
maybe first song.
There'll be people screaming, listening right now, and just screaming
of
out.
Of course. Do you want the initial of the lead singer's first name?
Yeah.
R. That's his name. Even I know the singer's name. That's how big these guys were.
Wow.
He went on to do some solo stuff, bit of collaborating.
And Biscuit.
With Carlos Santana.
Oh, Matchbox 20.
Yes. Anyway, Gretchen, first class, and why not? She decided to go to the toilet. She usually decided for me. Oh, fuck, I thought I was going to wet myself the other night on stage.
Really?
I was the last.
What, the show was that with you when you had your two pints beforehand in quick succession?
No.
Oh.
I'd had a last 5 minutes when I sped up. I took my flask in, had a cup of tea.
Oh, no.
Tea straight through, isn't it? It's like grubs and coffee for number twos, but mine's number one. Drink is that dirty fucking swill straight away. That's why builders destroy toilets.
Yeah.
Two coffees for breakfast.
Mate. Oh, yeah.
Maybe Gretchen had a tea from the cart. I don't know. The toilet on the plane already occupied, and Gretchen became increasingly agitated as she thought the passenger was taking too long in there. And that is not to be disagreed with.
No.
I've waited before for people, and I've often been equal parts concerned for their health and annoyed that they've gone in there before they're ready.
Yeah, I do feel house. A real Jekyll and Hyde in those situations.
You're aggressive. Are you all right? Are you fucking all right through your teeth when you find out they are?
That's is everything okay in there?
Yeah. In your own house, sit there all the live long day if you like. In public, wait until it's an emergency. And then, like a genuine one, get in there, get out. Don't linger. Selfish and dumb while you're sitting in there. Unless you're a crook, in which case it's a worry, well as selfish.
Yeah.
So Gretchen's upset, but not quite enough to fathom doing the unthinkable and walking down through the great unwashed, use a revolting economy class toilet. Yuck. Coach class. Rack off. Someone might recognise me and my former redneck girl ways or something.
To be fair, though, I reckon sometimes the front of the planes on those little Boeing 737, you know, the normal flights or Airbus A320, the business class toilet is smaller because you're closer to the nose of the plane, so it sort of curves in.
Yeah.
Whereas at the back, you're getting your full rectangular prism.
Yeah, I generally sit in around row three at the moment, and you see people just clear grubs, NRG consumers, will just come up and take the umbilical cord off.
Oh, and walk through.
Walk through. And if they're not onto it, tell them to fuck
off. I saw some of the new Virgin planes don't even have the purple.
Oh, the purple.
The Perspex.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's gone.
That's a fuck off to the class system, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is starting to look like Jetstar Virgin.
They got a little wall.
Nah.
Still? Little half wall still?
No, nothing.
Oh, really?
Just the rows.
Ooh. They've rammed in another row somewhere then.
Nah.
There must be another row down the back because they've saved themselves a little bit of space there.
I just think someone in row three is getting a bit of extra.
You can't get more extra room.
Well, 3, 4, 5, 6 maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that. Economy plus or economy.
It's row three. The leg room's superb.
Yeah.
That's about the biggest advantage.
Yeah.
Real good.
I don't like, even I'm rarely in, up the front, right? But down the back, I like seeing that purple Perspex when I'm behind it. I just like seeing it.
Yeah.
And there's people up there having a fucking great time.
I'm just happy they're having a good time.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not.
Look at that. Yeah. Their meal's on a full tray.
Why isn't everyone just happy for other people? You know, the advantage don't get enough goodwill off the greater population.
Starting to sound like Beck Judd.
Yeah. Oh, is that her? Is that the footballer wife one?
Yeah.
What does she say?
I don't know.
Sure, I'm rich, but everyone should be happy for me.
Sometimes having a bit of a whinge about stuff.
Yeah.
She was the on board in my mansion during lockdowns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon coach sounds worse than economy. It's an uglier word to say.
That sounds like a bus.
Yeah. One syllable can be spat out with more venom.
Mm.
I think coach. Fuck off, coach. Disdain for the lower classes. They both had a heated argument before returning to their seats about the long poo situation or pee. I don't know, but long time that someone was in there.
You wouldn't want to go in there with any. You don't want to be next in that.
Well, if you've got to go, you've got to go.
Yeah.
Not much choice.
Told you that. the flight back from Vegas, there was an old woman in front of me fucking destroyed the thing.
Mm.
It was my job to cop that and try and piss those skiddies off.
How'd you go?
But I tried to, did
still
all right.
Got it.
But yeah, had a few beers towards the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit more force behind the slash.
You need some power.
Yeah, and I had to get in and out really quickly so the person behind me knew it wasn't me who was taking a shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's her.
Quite a similar token. Like you do all those tricks by leaving the seat up and stuff, but also I'm in, out within a minute after number two. Wait till you're ready, and that could be you too. For the rest of the flight, Gretchen was glaring at the other passenger, only 80 minutes, just glaring. She was told to stop this.
Stop it?
Yeah. Because I'm a redneck woman. She ain't no high-class broad here, I tell you. But she continued glaring and looking like she was up to no good, but not doing anything about it. Who doesn't have a bloody good glare? Mm. Well, that is. When they landed, she was arrested.
Hold on. Who?
Gretchen.
Status arrested.
For glaring?
If you can get arrested for glaring, you'd be in jail for life, for one, and many others. Can't glare.
Yeah, both of us.
Well, yeah, I spent my life doing it.
Yeah.
We'd
be recording these on our 4 15-minute prison calls a week.
They let you call prison to prison.
Like I wonder.
If you're in a Supermax in Victoria and I was, you know, Bulgo Road, Queensland, could your call be a...
Surely not. I think they have to...
The two again, reverse charge things is just cancel each other out mid-air. Be a free call.
On radio, we try to call because someone said there's people that listen to us in jail that have radios.
Yeah.
And we try to call, but they're not allowed to accept. Oh, they can't call us until we're an approved number. Yeah. And I can't see one jail approving another jail's number.
Yeah, it's just crims collaborating. Yeah. But these are exceptional circumstances. If we had to get our art out to the public, it's an emergency each week.
Sorry, Judge, we've got a Patreon.
Yeah. While being interviewed on the runway, she became belligerent towards the troopers and caused a disturbance. I would too.
Mm.
Like, what do you mean glaring? I'll fight all of you. Might as well now. Like you could have fucking just let that fly. I haven't. Proper police state stuff this is, I reckon. Minding your own business. Hey, lady, you're doing something wrong. No, I'm not. Fuck off. Well, now I'm arresting you because you swore.
You don't think I'll fight all of you? Yep, because I'm a redneck woman.
I ain't no high-class one. I think it's good for your brand every now and then if your country's seeing it or just pop a hit like this.
Yeah.
Like you got to do something, making you a redneck still. You've got to keep in touch with the people whose lives are like this every day. What don't. But
and I'm on
like
her
it.
Side.
Finally, absolutely.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Generally I get this wrong. I jump in too early and go, this bloke's done nothing wrong.
Oh,
then
yeah.
He bit the woman's face. Oh,
yeah.
Should have waited a sentence. But so far she's done nothing wrong.
This is cut and dry entrapment. I don't like it. Threw her hands up in the air and demanded to be arrested. So that's good.
Right.
That's good branding too, isn't it?
Yeah.
They complied. Don't have to ask those bastards twice. Unless you get some of those don't tell me what to do type coppers, they're just going to go, of course, add you to the list. Second degree breach of peace was the charge. First degree breach of peace is it's mandatory life in a Supermax, I think. I don't know. I looked them up actually. It's fairly explanatory, but first seems to involve explosives.
Oh, wow.
Including mustard gases and shit. Second means you've just been inconvenient.
Yeah.
Like Gretchen was for scowling.
So you said like first is illegal fireworks outside of New Year's Eve?
No. It's like planting a bomb under a chair during a marathon.
Fine. Oh,
yeah.
You breached
that is
the
breaching
peace.
A lot of peace. A lot of pieces, in fact. Not the first time, though. I mean, this was – she settled her case here. With a charitable donation to the Criminal Injuries Compensation, a court charity.
Oh.
The judge's cash register, I think. Ka-ching and Ling. How much do you reckon?
Oh, it's only going to be a few grand, but $3,000.
$500.
Oof, even better.
Oh, yeah. I could pay that.
Of course, it's going to be low. She's famous and she's done nothing wrong.
Not the first time she's been in strife on a plane. In
there
fact, not the first time she's been involved in an incident on American Airlines. First time was in the year of 2007.
Seven.
well before the world had gone bloody mad.
Mm.
Well, 7 years after Y2K, but other than that, nothing had happened since 2000. Gretchen had a dog on the plane. True pioneer. Like this was the start of that, I reckon. She would have been one of the first.
She said that as in her husband, he cheated on her. Is it just country music lingo?
It's a dog.
A low down dog.
Yeah, louder than a dog's belly. No, this was there was dogs on my plane. Did I talk about this? On my plane to Melbourne not long ago.
Oh.
A couple of dogs.
Probably the pilot's a bit sad.
Nah. Yeah. I was in row 3 and there was a dog on either window. Window seat. They're on the floor, but they had the seat, so no one could sit there. Labs.
Yeah.
Nice fellas, but you know, just
blind ones. No. Nah, actual.
Nope.
No?
Ambassador dogs on their way down to the Formula One to just cruise around the racetrack and let people know that dogs exist.
Let's do it. Woo!
Because, as we're all aware, there are no Labradors in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So bring them on down.
Were they Insta-famous dogs or something?
No, that's that a thing, was yeah? So the people minding them had, you know, absolutely nothing wrong. They're just cruising around with dogs. Going, you might see dogs every now and then.
Yeah.
They help people, that sort of shit. I don't know.
When I think Formula One, that's not a Family Feud style, you know. Survey says, nothing for the Labradors.
Well, I can't speak for all dogs, but I reckon my dog would fucking hate the Formula One. That is loud. And that we've got no headphones for dogs. Yeah. Phew, they'd be deaf after that.
They do, don't they? They do sad face and just sort of put their paws up. You know, like they've been in trouble.
I don't think they'd be allowed to. They're getting dragged around by their fucking necks, showing people that dogs exist. Are you aware of dogs? No? Well, here's one. So, I mean, I like it. Like, you know, it's whatever. It's hard to get my head around people who hate dogs, in fact. Usually it's some childhood trauma, isn't it?
Mm.
Like everything.
Man, I got bitten by a dog when I was a kid and I fucking love dogs.
I got bitten consistently by dogs.
Really?
Delivering junk mail.
Oh.
Back pre-nanny state, no fences and shit.
Yeah.
Dog would fucking line you up. Whoa, it's terrifying.
What's gotten you?
Well, the ones, or what bit me.
Yeah.
Oh, the most terrifying were German Shepherds.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Then there were like Kelpie mongrels and shit.
Yeah.
Like they're angry. Blue dogs and cattle dogs, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They're fucking angry and territorial and they don't like you anywhere near their letterbox.
Yeah.
It was terrible, but they're all dead now. The ones I know now, I'm not holding them accountable for the actions of their forefathers.
Oh, okay. So, you know. I just thought you meant the dogs that bit you. They're all dead.
They are.
I've beaten them.
That's what I mean.
Sucked in.
Yeah.
Sucked in thing that's meant to live 10 years.
Yeah.
I win.
I'm over it though. That's my point. Like, you know, it happened in childhood.
Yeah.
I'm all right now and I fucking love dogs.
Yeah.
People run away from my dog. Like they are squealing and scared when she, and that makes it worse because she just starts chasing them.
Elephant and a mouse.
Yeah, I know. And I'm yelling at him, turn around and kick it, do something. Don't fucking turn your back and run. She'll chase and bark and have fun.
Run at it.
Yeah.
And watch it do the legs like a cartoon. And try and take off the other one.
Still quite unevolved dog. So jury's out for me though on whether or not a regular non-assistance dog should be in a plane cabin.
No.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Chuck them under. Anyway, 2007, Gretchen was told by a flight attendant to put her dog back in the crate.
Yeah.
Couldn't find what sort of dog. I'm suspecting small.
Mm.
Once you got rhinestones and bedazzled clothing and shit, you haven't got a big, dumb, dribbling fucking dog.
No, it's Paris Hilton out of the fucking Gucci bag.
Pretty much, yeah. Gretchen had a couple of drinky poos. There's something no one seems to give a shit about, getting drunk in front of your dog. not too many of us do it in front of our kids, but animals, who cares?
Mm.
My dog vigorously licks her private parts right in front of me with no shame. All bets are off. I'm getting fucking maggot. Deal with this, you mongrel. Might even forget to feed you. Who cares? So
you do the same. Bit of payback.
Yeah. What if I could? So, excuse me, lady, can you please put your dog back into its travelling case? Elicited what? Two-word response from Gretchen. I'll give you $1.50.
Oh, fuck off.
No.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Fuck off's more Australian.
Yeah. She got.
Still would have taken the $1.50.
Oh, If she said get fucked, that'd be a 10,000 for an American. Yeah. That'd be a lot of money for that. Good odds.
Neck off, cunt.
She got an in-flight citation for her troubles, and that was the end of that.
Oh, so nothing.
Nothing.
Got yellow carded on the plane.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Nothing. But the second time she did, for the Hartford, Connecticut situation, the main act of this, you know, bigger fish to fry, the whole glaring turning into something bigger, that's a furphy. Slow day, celebrity shit.
I'm a person like everyone else, and we've all had bad days. It's just that celebrities are kind of targeted when they have one.
She's asking fans now to direct their attention on a bigger issue.
Right now, I think everybody should really be concerned about the hurricane and all the people that are in the way of that.
Pretty good.
I mean,
I stared at a woman, but there's a hurricane going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, why is this a news story?
Yeah.
JonBenet Ramsey all over again. What do you mean? Christmas, slow news day, bang. This is something you're going to have to start watching, I reckon. Do you get papped at the shops and shit?
No, never.
So that's if you lose your rag in a post office queue or whatever, as is your standard MO.
Oh, mate, Lurch has told me many times when I punch cars for people being on the phone and shit, you know, most get clipped and right up and just punch a window. She said, you're on a lot of things.
I dented a Range Rover for this exact
thing. Did you?
Yeah.
Great.
Just pulled out in front of me. And if you're close enough for me to punch your car, that's too close to a bike. Yeah. And I wouldn't have kept, like, no one knows who I am anyway, but there was no footage or anything. But you don't want it out there.
You're an ABC darling, so you got to watch yourself.
Yeah, but not really Daily Mail fodder.
No.
Like a Nicholas J. Everything.
I'm certainly not.
You say that now.
The people that I work with on radio, Fifi Box, TV and radio for 20 years, they want to know whose kid's that. Blah, blah, blah. They chased her. My other co-host, Brendan Favola. They're not looking at me.
Yeah, right. You reckon you're a bit under the radar there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to fuck it up like American Gangster and wear the big mink coat to a...
Yeah, yeah.
To an Ed Sheeran concert or something. Be my own downfall. As long as I keep rocking up in T-shirt and shorts to events, I'm fucking good to go.
Oh, yeah. No one's going to look sideways at you, buddy. But it'll come. It'll come once you start rodding, gunning it up the red carpet. That's when you're in trouble.
That's why. Sweaty T-shirt and shorts holding an electric bike battery that looks like a 90s
phone. Some actual fucking A-list will just throw you their car keys. Go park this, will you?
Oh,
that sort of shit.
The dream.
That's what you want.
Then I'll get to do a U with Kyle Sandilands' car and take it for a fucking spin. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show and telling your mates and whatnot. Live show's coming up. We've got Perth. It's all sold out. Newcastle will announce, may be on sale right now, actually.
I'd say so.
Start of June will be in Newey, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney and Tassie. We're going to be doing a big run later in the year. For early access to those tickets, for our spin-off podcast, Land Larrikins, and early ad-free episodes of this very podcast, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. We're almost at 1,000, and when that happens, Heggy's coming to Bali.
No, I ain't. We're going to keep it below 1,000. Thank you to the patrons for keeping the scummies entertained for free. Appreciate it. Check out nickcody.com.au for upcoming tour dates and other various ice cold can giveaways. Whatever he's doing out of the Black Thunder.
LukeHeggy.com for all of his tour dates for Grot, his new show that is kicking ass. Currently at Melbourne Comedy Festival, soon to get to the rest of Australia. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.